Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. I want to remind you, half hour from now, with breaking news, as a result of the breaking news, Attorney General Jason Meares is going to be here. We just got word that a special prosecutor has been appointed to look into the J. Jones reckless driving conviction in New Kent County. So that just came down a couple of moments ago. But again, a special prosecutor has been appointed to look into the reckless driving conviction or careless driving conviction in New Kent County. Remember, he was doing 117 miles an hour, 160 miles an hour in a 70 mile an hour zone. There we go. 160 miles an hour in a 70 mile an hour zone. But the big part of this is what would appear at first blush to be a lie to the court, that 500 hours of community service, he said he did, he actually did for his own political action committee. Absolutely appalling. And you just don't lie to judges. They do not like looking bad. And that's what that does. So again, at 5:35, Attorney General Jason Meares joining us to talk about this breaking news, a special prosecutor now having been appointed. Last night, I watched a debate. I did. And it was the AI version of Ghazala Hashmi, because Ms. Hashmi is apparently so busy redecorating Joe Biden's basement that she just is unavailable for debates. And my friend John Reed, who is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, who, in all candor, is everywhere all the time talking to anybody and everybody. And I thought it was a one heck of a debate. John, I appreciate you being here. And like, I don't know, millions of people, I guess, at this point, I watched that debate and thought, first of all, it was sad that she won't show up for a real debate. But you just went in there and talked about the issues, man.
Yeah, listen, thank you for watching. This thing's going viral all around the United States and around the world. People calling from, you know, foreign countries like, oh, an artificial intelligence debate. You know, how do you do that? And I'm like, well, first, you have to have someone who is pretty cowardly and arrogant and entitled who won't show up for 1 hour over the course of, 125 days to do a regular debate. Most politicians, even if they're not great speakers or, you know, they're not the biggest showman, they show up and defend themselves. I mean, it's a part of the job. Mm-hmm. Ghazala Hashmi, I begged her to do debates, 10 debates at the beginning. Please come meet me at National Public Radio in D.C. Come meet me in Richmond. The NAACP wants to do a debate. This group will do a debate. One of the radios said, no, she wouldn't do anything. And I finally got fed up with it. Like, no, lady, this is not acceptable. We're going to expose your positions. We're going to be fair about it. And then I'm going to take the opportunity to share my position. Right. And we waited because I kind of thought she would have you know, after the governor's debate and the AG debate, if anybody was going to drop out, you'd think it was BJ Jones. I mean, how embarrassing and awful has his situation been? He had the guts to stand up and speak. I thought it was pretty stupid, but he had the guts to stand up and speak. Ghazala Hashmi wouldn't do it. So we staged it ourselves, videotaped it, one take, no edits, no teleprompter for me. They kept the questions a secret from me until right before the whole thing started. You know, here's the format. Here's how this is going to go. And no prompting for me. Right. I thought it did pretty well for somebody who just walked in off the street with no rehearsal.
I agree with you. And I think that's a very, very important thing. When you talk about how this whole thing came about, Ghazala Hashmi had every opportunity, as everybody running for office does, to engage in a legitimate debate with her opponent. And you, right out of the gate, suggested 10 debates around the state. Now, in all candor, John, and I said this, I said, well, there was no way she was ever going to accept 10 debates, but how about 5 debates? How about 4? How about 6, right? I mean, that would have been a possibility, even if she said, well, look, the governor and the AG, they're only doing one, I'll do one. Whatever it was, there should have been, and I say this as a voter, there should have been a face-to-face exchange with you and your opponent to discuss issues and answer questions, and her conduct is just nothing short of cowardly.
Yeah, I think most voters, unless you're just a rabid Democrat, I think most voters think that this is a prerequisite for this type of job. I mean, maybe if you're running for dog catcher, you don't do a debate. Right. But, you know, if you're running for lieutenant governor of the state, mm-hmm. and everybody thinks that Ghazala Hashmi will run for governor in 4 years if she gets this job, if she beats me, get ready for, you know, the history-making Ghazala Hashmi as governor in 4 years. I'm sorry, you should stand up and defend what I consider to be a lot of bad ideas, bad votes, bad decisions that have harmed a lot of Virginians. And I see, Jeff, I think it's more than just her being a coward. I think she knows that she's wrong and that Virginians don't buy into putting boys and girls sports. They don't like the fact that their kids were kept out of school for an extra year by her. They don't like changing the state forms from mother to birthing person. Are you kidding me? Everything Ghazala Hashmi has proposed and pushed on the people of Virginia, they don't like. And she's hoping that she can just spend her $2 or $3 million that George Soros and all of the out-of-state Democrats have given her and try to make her look like, oh, I'm such a nice, mild-mannered lady. Don't you want me to help you keep your schools going? And I cannot allow that to happen. I can't. I'm not going to tolerate that.
Absolutely not. John Reed is joining us. JohnReed4Virginia.com. I want to remind everybody the website. You can go there. You can watch a replay of this debate. JohnReed4Virginia.com. John, one of the concerns I know people have raised as well. Now, look, John Reed was he's the one who created this AI version of Ghazala Hashmi. So he just has her saying what he wants her to say. Explain how the Ghazala AI was created.
Yes, and that's a fair question, and I can understand why someone would challenge me on that. Totally cool. I'm fine. You know me. Mm-hmm. If you got a problem, bring it to me. I'll answer it. I'm not scared. So let me tell you, I hired a guy who had done radio and some television and had been a writer, and I said, I'm not going to look over your shoulder, but I need you to create a facsimile using AI of the top issues for Ghazala Hashmi. The rule is, though, it has to be direct quotes, and they have to be cited. You know, don't paraphrase her or find stupid stuff. And people should go watch it and tell me whether you think this was fair or not. I mean, even the Democrats who've been super crazy critical today, they haven't been able to point out where I got it wrong. Like, oh, that's not what she thinks. Or she never said that. No, they just don't like the idea that we had the debate. And so all of this was generated through AI, but it was all cited as a direct quote from her, from interviews on different radio programs and television programs, print interviews, and from her own website. And honestly, I watched, you know, it's different when you're doing it, but when I watched the final product last night, I thought, well, damn, I was a little too fair. You know, mm-hmm. I probably should have rigged it a little bit more to make myself look good, because I was the one winging it, you know, with no preparation. At least, you know, the person who put all this together used comments that she had made. I don't even know if she's capable of putting a string of thoughts together on her own, right, because she doesn't do anything in public. Nobody gets to see her.
Yeah. And again, interest of full disclosure here, you did not receive any of the information ahead of time. You walked in there, if I understand it correctly, and again, I watched it, and I think I understood the rules and the setup, but you walked in there and stood and answered the questions as they were presented to you. Nothing ahead of time.
Nothing ahead of time. 15 minutes before we started the taping, they gave me the list of topics that were going to be included. Mm-hmm. And they said, this is the way this is going to go. I hadn't even seen the final look of the whole thing. I mean, I helped set up the podium and the you know, blue curtains,
yeah,
but I didn't know what the actual format was going to be. And, you know, most of the time, if it's a real debate, everybody agrees to the format 2 or 3 months in advance, and the candidates are in some hotel room for a week, yep, you know, rehearsing, and, oh, here's the zinger you're going to use, and
right,
let's get all this data. It had been like a 12-hour day for me. I walked into the place where we taped it right off the street. I actually thought I looked pretty tired when I watched the video, but I deserve to be tired because I've been working my butt off here.
Yeah.
And, people should watch it for themselves, and I think you will see the difference between the radical policies of Ghazala Hashmi, which are accurate, and someone like me who comes in off the street and has to, you know, stand on his own 2 feet and defend himself and defend what I believe in and push back on the bad ideas that will crush Virginia that she's pushing right now.
I could not agree with you more. She's a radical. She is an extremist. I look at her standing with the pro-Hamas crowd, and I think it's just absolutely, absolutely sickening.
We didn't even get to that in the debate.
I know.
I was so disappointed that that wasn't included, you know.
Well, look, you have, what, 12 days left? Maybe a special focus group. Yeah, yeah. this microphone, of course, is always open for her. We invited everybody, and you have.
And she's never called you back, has she?
Oh God, no. And
huh.
I would tell you that I'm surprised, but you know, who are we kidding?
But
for the sake of a debate, though, you know, I've certainly done those, and I make no apologies for what I believe or which side I'm on. But I'd like to think I'm a relatively fair guy, and if she would have agreed. No offense, John, I probably would have asked you the toughest questions.
I know, and I'm prepared for that.
Yeah.
And you and I are friends. I mean, everybody knows that. But I expect when I come on the radio for you to treat me like any other candidate, maybe even be a little harsher. And that's fine. I can handle it. I've not turned down interviews.
Right.
You know, right before I got on the air with you, I was talking to a lady who's doing a podcast. I'm unfamiliar with her. I didn't know her. I didn't know whether she was really friendly or not. But I need the media coverage, to be honest with you. And I'm not scared of reporters. I think a lot of politicians are scared of media people and reporters. So you know what? If you want to do this job, you better get out there and talk to the people. And that's what I'm doing.
Heck yeah. The biggest question that I get, and I get it every single day, I get it multiple times a day, I want you to answer it because it is all about
okay.
you. The question
Uh-oh.
Is, why do we not hear any John Reed for Lieutenant Governor ads?
Because my wonderful friends in Washington, you know, who want to win so much, refuse to give any money. I mean, people in Richmond have been really good to me, but... You know, Ghazala Hashmi got, what, $1.3 million from Democrat slush funds like the Democrat Lieutenant Governors Association.
Right.
And the people in D.C., I mean, they don't. Wow. They say they want to win, but I don't know, man. I'm willing to work my butt off for an entire year and watch my savings dwindle to nothing and try to save Virginia on my own back and they don't want to give any money. Okay, there you go. I mean, I got my answer. I just know that I'm going to remember that. Next time somebody calls me for money, I'm going to remember that. Next time someone, and if I win, let me tell you something, Jeff. If I win this, it's going to be a miracle, and I'm not going to owe a damn thing to anybody. And I'm going to let them know it, too, when they call me and start saying, oh, you know, you need to, no. You get off the phone. You didn't take my call. You didn't give me any money. You didn't support me. So get the hell out of here. I'm telling you right now.
I love it. Well, look, I'm looking forward to Lieutenant Governor John Reed, a thoroughly independent person up there.
Independent-minded. You got it, man. And I think people are going to like that.
I think
right?
so, too. Well, John, again, I thought it was a great job on that debate. I continue to be very proud of my support for your candidacy. I'm looking forward to the election. About 12 days left. I still want people to go. JohnReed4Virginia.com. And if you're so inclined, I know you can help John out over there, even if some of the D.C. bigwigs will not. And you're a good guy. Keep at it, brother. That is John Reed. Yes, he is my friend. And yes, I am happily voting for him. And I tell you that I also would have happily had a conversation with State Senator Ghazala Hashmi. And she has not even returned calls or emails. So that phone that's not ringing, it's probably her. It is 520 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 525, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Thanks again to Attorney General Jason Meares, who's going to be joining us in a couple of moments. Breaking news that came down a few moments ago. A special prosecutor has now been appointed to look into the J. Jones careless driving conviction. You'll remember, was it 2022, I think it was, 116 miles an hour in a 70-mile-an-hour zone. Got a pretty good sort of a deal, if you will. And part of it was 500 hours of community service. And he did 500 hours of community service out of the 1,000 total. He did 500 of it at his own personal political action committee. Well, it sure seems to be a misrepresentation to the court. That's my perspective. I'm not an attorney. I'm just telling you, looking at it, boy, something doesn't seem right. Smells a little fishy to me. Seems a little hinky to me. And so now a special prosecutor being appointed to look into the matter. I think it's just the beginning of the difficulties that Mr. Jones has brought on himself. And I want you to think about the difficulties you and I would be bringing on our Commonwealth, our friends, our neighbors, our family, if in fact he wound up as the Attorney General of Virginia. Can you imagine? It just would be an utter disaster. Again, with the breaking news that a special prosecutor has been appointed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
appointed to look into that matter out in New Kent County. Attorney General Jason Miari is joining us at 5:35. It is 5:27. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Wednesday evening. I got information from National Review. National Review has been covering so much related to Jay Jones, and National Review broke the story that a special prosecutor has been appointed to look into Jay Jones' conviction in New Kent County for that, was it careless driving, 116 miles an hour in a 70-mile-an-hour zone, and the community service arrangement where he was ordered to do 1,000 hours, and there's some real questions here, because 500 hours of that performed for his own political action committee. I wanted to get some immediate reaction from the Attorney General himself, Jason Miaris, and I'm just so happy to say he is with us. Mr. Attorney General, I appreciate the quick turnaround. Thank you for hopping on.
Thanks so much. I mean, I think, like all of us, I'm shocked by this, but it is clear that now we're in this position we've never been for in Virginia, which you have somebody looking to be the top cop, looking to be the top prosecutor in the state, who's now himself under an active criminal investigation. We've never seen anything like this in Virginia, and I'm still trying to process it.
Can you explain the process for picking the special prosecutor? Because I've already seen some political folks say, oh, come on now, Jason Miaris is doing this for his campaign. You're not involved in the appointment, are you?
I have absolutely zero control over your Commonwealth's attorney. If you think I did, then why haven't I been able to overturn the things going on in Fairfax County with Steve Descano and some of these left-wing prosecutors that aren't doing their job? They're constitutional officers, which means they're duly elected. They are elected by their voters in their respective district. I have zero authority in them. In some other states, perhaps that is the case. But with your local prosecutors, I don't have any authority over their decision-making whatsoever. The Commonwealth Attorney in New Kent County is not even a Republican. It is an independent. I found out when National Review broke this story, my hunch would be this is something regarding one defrauding the court, possibly forgery of a public document. And because they have to appoint a special prosecutor, because the Commonwealth's attorney has a witness in the case, since they're the ones that had the conversations with Jay Jones, with his lawyer, on this case. And just to remind your listeners, Jay Jones is going 116 miles an hour in New Kent County on Interstate 64. There were four people in court that day with Jay Jones going roughly the same speed. Three of the four people got either active or suspended jail time. All of them got suspended driver's license. The only person that did not get active or suspended jail time or suspended driver's license was Jay Jones. He got a sweetheart deal. Well, the judge accepted a deal of 1,000 hours of community service in lieu of active or suspended jail sentence. That is the equivalent of 25 full-time work weeks in a year. That's 40 hours a week. That's 25 full-time work weeks. And it turns out he did it for his PAC. We know from the documentation that's now online that the document that was filed with the court simply described themselves as Meet Our Moment, said they had done 500 hours, never indicated they were a political action committee. They were not a charity listed under Virginia law. They're a PAC, and it's a PAC that Jay Jones controls. And so my hunch is it's something along those lines. But either way, it is candidly a shocking development because you have to be a member of the Virginia Bar to do this job. And this shows a huge cloud right now of controversy over Jay, given the fact that, A, he's never been a prosecutor a day in his life. He's applying for the job to be the top prosecutor. B, we know that he has now advocated for, by his own handwriting, violence against children to advance a political agenda, and to see two bullets in the head of a colleague that he used to serve with in the House of Delegates. But now we've seen that this is, I think, so much more shocking. That this has happened. And so I am, like I said, I'm still processing this because this it's broke, and I'm still trying to get my arms around it.
Let me ask you this question. I remind everybody, Jason Villar is the Attorney General, is joining us. If, in fact, this were to come about, if, in fact, he is found guilty, determined to be guilty of defrauding the court or entering some sort of a fraudulent document, would he then be disbarred and would he face prison time?
Under the Virginia Code of Ethics, under the state bar, if you get a criminal conviction, like a felony, you have an immediate show cause in front of the state bar of how you can keep your law license. You immediately have to go. There's not even, it immediately goes to a trial of the state bar. You don't wait for a bar complaint. And so, yeah, it is incredibly serious. That's the level of seriousness of what this is. And there are a lot of attorneys that have lost their license over lesser offenses. Let's put it that way. So I think it's a shocking moment. For Jay Jones to stay in this race, I think shows candidly a level of contempt for the voters of Virginia. Because remember, I was just on the debate stage with him last week. And Jay Jones at that stage said he took full accountability for his words, his actions, and his conduct, including with New Kent County. And he said that during our debate that he had fulfilled his promise to the court as agreed upon by the prosecutor of New Kent County. Well, it is clear from New Kent County CA, who again is who's independent, he's not a Republican, has made a different determination, and now you've had this special prosecutor signed to conduct a criminal investigation. I find it utterly shocking. Shocking that he is still saying, I'm going to be the top prosecutor while I'm under criminal investigation.
It is shocking. Yeah, I think that is the best turn of a phrase. It is absolutely shocking. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what would be the appropriate thing for Mr. Jones to do at this point, in your opinion?
Suspend his campaign and hire a defense lawyer. That makes the most sense. Yeah. Why are you asking the voters of Virginia to hire you to possibly be the top prosecutor in the state if you potentially could be ineligible to even do the job?
That's a great point. Well,
I mean, that's as simple as I can make it.
Yeah. 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 No, that certainly seems to be the assessment and the suggestion there that Mr. Jones is going to need himself a good defense attorney. It is amazing. As you point out, I want to be clear, this has never happened before, right? This is the first time.
No, never. Never. And so, listen, the Virginians deserve an attorney general with integrity. Jay Jones has already disqualified himself with his violent text messages against political opponents and their young infant children. Yeah. But now we know he's misled the courts to avoid jail time with going 160 miles per hour. Reckless driving is punishable up to 12 months in prison or 12 months in jail. And listen, it's just not possible for Jay Jones to fulfill his duties of Attorney General under an open and criminal investigation. Can you imagine having a trial next year, potentially, of a sitting Attorney General? It shows a contempt for voters never seen before in modern Virginia political history. And it also shows he actually hasn't taken accountability for his words or his actions, and he's disqualified himself for being the Attorney General. So it is really an inflection point, I think, for us as Virginians.
I couldn't agree with you more. I appreciate you being here, and we will talk again soon. I know that is Jason Villar, is the Attorney General of Virginia. Again, just the comments here on breaking news. Jay Jones, who, as you know, is the Democrat Party nominee for Attorney General, was convicted some time ago, 116 miles an hour on 64 out in New Kent County. And he presented to the court some sort of evidence that said he had completed 500 hours of community service. The problem, as the Attorney General just pointed out, is that community service was done for Jay Jones's own personal political action committee. And it is a PAC. It's not a charity. But he presented evidence to the court. Now, the Commonwealth's attorney for New Kent County has said special prosecutor has to be appointed, because that CA in all likelihood is going to be called as a witness in this matter. So you now have the Commonwealth's attorney from James City County appointed by the New Kent County General District Court to serve as the special prosecutor. And so as we speak, the Democrat Party's nominee for attorney general is under an open criminal investigation. And before you make any political hay out of it, this came about as a result of the Commonwealth's attorney in New Kent County, who is an independent, not a Republican, not a Democrat, and a judge in New Kent County, not the attorney general. We just got the attorney general on to offer his perspective, his analysis. This is a terrible, terrible, terrible situation. It is, it's ugly. First time in the history of our beloved Commonwealth. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 552, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Huge news, big breaking news. A special prosecutor appointed. Criminal investigation underway, looking into Jay Jones, the Democrat Party's nominee for attorney general. And it's outrageous. I mean, it really is. It's an outrageous situation. The first time in the history of our beloved.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Commonwealth, that somebody who wants to be the attorney general under a criminal investigation, an active investigation, the possibility, as Attorney General Jason Meares said, that this would be looking into perhaps defrauding the court. Ooh, that's not good. Entering a fraudulent or a forged document. Because remember, Jay Jones was ordered to do 1,000 hours of community service. Now, we know that 500 hours of that service was performed at his own personal political action committee. And again, it is a PAC, a political action committee. It is not a charitable organization. So what exactly was he doing? And how does that fulfill community service? It is outrageous. The whole thing has been outrageous from the beginning. The horrid, horrid texts about a coworker, fantasizing about putting two bullets into the head of a coworker, for God's sakes. Fantasizing about that coworker's young children. What were they, 2 and 5 at the time? Little kids. And this guy knew those kids. It's extra disgusting. But fantasizing that those kids would die in their mother's arms, and it was all, and again, his words, not mine, it was all so that they would change their political ideas. He also described the kids as fascists, little fascists, 2 and 5. Really? This is one sick puppy. And I'm going to tell you something. You know what side I'm on? That's fine. No great mystery there. And you know that I've been very, very impressed with the work of Attorney General Jason Meares for the last 4 years. Again, no great shock there. But here's the decent thing for Democrats to do. And I think it's too late for them to do it. The decent thing would have been for them to say to Jay Jones, look, dude, this is just inexcusable. That's all. This is not a political issue. It really isn't. Who in their right mind fantasizes about a co-worker's children dying in the arms of their mother? That's just sick. How can you apply for the job as the top cop, as the chief prosecutor for the Commonwealth of Virginia, at the same time you are now under an active investigation? I don't see how you can. There are not a lot of boxes to check, right, for a lot of political offices. Some of them are pretty minor. Hey, you have to be such and such an age. You have to live in such and such a district or what have you. Okay. You have to have lived so many years in the state, right? Those are all pretty big. You can check those off. But Attorney General is different because Attorney General has all of those things. But here's the biggie. Here's the biggie. You have to be a member of the state bar. That's it. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do it all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.